It was a contrite, somewhat stunned Ron Margiotta who addressed supporters last night when the outcome became clear.
I have no regrets. I think what we tried to do was to bring forth and forward what we've been attempting to do in this school system for a number of years, and it seems that the people have spoken. I can accept that.
Margiotta was defeated by Democrat Susan Evans. He has spent 8 years on the board, but it will be his last two as leader of the Republican majority that will be most remembered. It was during that time he led the board's votes to end the old diversity-based student assignment plan and sparked protests, marches, arrests, and a federal civil rights investigation. After thanking those who had worked on his campaign, Margiotta regained some of the combativeness that endeared him to supporters over the years and infuriated his opponents.
As I saw a campaign coming on, it was extremely vicious. It was difficult to deal with. A lot of money spent on the other side. Not necessarily by a candidate, by third and fourth parties, whoever they may be. I mean, they put a target on my back, and I think their intention was to make change. And they were able to affect it. That's the political system.
A few miles away on the other side of Apex, Evans's party was, not surprisingly, more celebratory. Evans won her first ever elected office in a district many thought was safely Republican. It was an expensive, sometimes bitter campaign that Evans seems happy to have behind her.
I was just overwhelmed with emotion almost because, you know, this race is really not so much about me personally. It's about hearing from the community, and I'm just so pleased that our community has responded in a way that says we're interested in moving forward.
Evans will move forward with fellow Democrats Jim Martin, Christine Kushner, and Keith Sutton on the board. All won handily yesterday, the closest race decided by 26 points. It was similar, although in reverse, to what happened in 2009 when Republicans won by large majorities. Wake County Democratic Party Chair Mac Paul believes what happened since then led to yesterday's landslide.
The voters got something that they didn't want in what happened after that election. And the injection of Tea Party and national politics, I think, turned a lot of people off.
Now all eyes and money will go to District 3. Democrat Kevin Hill defeated three Republican challengers there yesterday, but narrowly failed to get 50% of the vote. That means a runoff next month with Republican Heather Lacerdo. Back at Margiotta's headquarters, Republican board member John Tedesco was hardly ready to give up.
And this whole county will pour every bit of effort and every bit of dollars and resources to decide how the school system goes. Do we go to neighborhood schools or we go to busing for quota systems?
The first round in that battle is likely to happen this week. On Thursday, the school board hosts its one and only public hearing on the proposed student assignment plan. It will likely be confrontational and heated. Nothing new for a school board accustomed to both. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.